Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
One woman making the switch from pizza to politics. She says she's fed up with the lack of transparency from her local officials in Athens, Georgia, and her community wants to see action on the migrant crisis, crime, and homelessness.
A couple, three Fridays ago on the Fox News channel, I glanced up. I was in my office, and there was Mama Sid, Sydney Waters, talking with Todd Pirro on the Fox News channel about her campaign for a seat on the Athens-Clarke County Commission. She'll talk with us this morning. Sydney Waters, thanks for your time this morning. You're going to need that mic, and I'm sorry, I should have set you up before we got going here, over here daydreaming. Yeah, you're going to need that. Sydney Waters, candidate for Athens-Clarke County Commission. Tell me about why you decided to jump in this race.
Well, in discovering that our mayor in 2019 had read a resolution in the chambers at City Hall that basically said, we welcome all, no matter your status. But the commission didn't vote on it. And nobody else knew about it.
Well, my understanding is that resolution was, in fact, unanimously approved by the folks who were on the commission at the time.
It may have, but what I saw of the film, I don't think there was a vote. There may have been, but I did not see it on the film.
But you understand, and you were on the school board for a number of years.
Yes.
Resolutions, they don't carry the weight of law. They reflect basically the opinion of a mayor, a commission in a given moment, a Congress, a legislature. There's no force of law there. Okay, we welcome refugees. Yay, diversity. Boo, white supremacy. That was the essence of the resolution. All these years later, the Lake and Riley murder, the illegal immigrant accused of it, the illegal migrant accused in that murder. I suppose that's how we connect these dots.
Yes, because then when he went to the United States State Department without knowledge, as I know, of the commission, basically in 21, 22, and 23, and he agreed for Athens to become a refugee resettlement site, and nobody, you know, the public did not know about it. What the commission knew and what the public knows are two different things. And
that to you is the larger issue, this matter
yes,
of transparency.
Yes, it is. It is the transparency of it. Just like when the mayor a couple of weeks ago at a Rotary Club said that he was giving millions to the Board of Education. And I'm going, wait a minute. Can the mayor move tax money from one point to another? These are questions that I have about the transparency and what is going on. There was a vote taken a couple of months ago, I guess, where they voted. It came up tied about
the short-term rental.
And when they broke for just a break, the break was supposed to be 15. It was like 23, 24 minutes. When they came back from the break, and all of a sudden the vote was unanimous. They did not break to go into an executive session where they can discuss things, but you don't discuss things when you're away from your seat. And when they came back, the vote was unanimous, so there was discussion somewhere going on while they were on their break.
What can one commissioner, Sydney Waters, what can one commissioner do about something like that? What can you do to improve that situation, to improve transparency?
I am only one vote. What can one vote do? I can raise my hand and ask questions, which I tend to do. And there's just not, if I can create enough concerns on them as to I'm talking about in public what is going on. The public doesn't know. Just like Dexter Fisher at the agenda meeting said, they don't trust us, and we need we need to bring forward and be open about what we're doing.
Sidney Water should have mentioned, of course, all those years on the Clark County School Board all those years ago, and now a return to elective politics, running in District 8. That's an east side district. You're running against the incumbent, Carol Myers. First-term incumbent, I believe, is Carol Myers. And by the way, to Carol Myers, an open invitation, we'll reach out, try to speak to as many candidates as want to speak to us. You've watched her over the last 4 years. If I know anything about you, you stay engaged on these matters. What you're asking voters to fire her, hire you? Why?
I really do not have any animosity towards Carol at all. Her concerns, I believe, are different from my concerns. When she came on board, her main focus was the Greenway, the Firefly Trail, bike lanes on streets. Those are not as important to me because I think that is somewhat of an elitist kind of concern, serving less than 1% of the population. I am more concerned about what our city is doing to serve our youth of our community, and what are we doing to help with the housing for people who are disengaged right now from their homes.
Sidney Waters, Mama Sid, and we'll get to the Mama Sid business in a moment, the business about the restaurant and the name that goes on the ballot. Get to that. But quickly, I want, because you were there. You were there when this was going on last night. The little fracas at the end of last night's Athens-Clark County Commission meeting. A fellow by the name of Camden Pace, Rabbi Camden Pace, he says, hauled out by Athens-Clark County Police, getting rowdy in that meeting. What did you see as you were sitting there?
Well, I saw Camden, whose name I just learned from you. I did not know his name. It started off with him asking the group of people who were there supporting the Palestine crisis. And he just looked at them and asked them, why did they call my daughter, who spoke at the last agenda meeting, while they called her names? And it just sort of went from there. And I was shocked. I have never been 3 feet away from somebody being tasered, and it was quite an experience.
I don't think I noodled. You told me that the taser was deployed. Wow. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that.
It's really a request to the people who live over on the east side. The Planning Commission does not have any members who live outside of the loop on the east side. We are about to make an advertisement for 2 more planning positions.
Man, wanting some folks from the east side to get on that planning commission. That's Athens-Clark County Commissioner Carol Myers, District 8 incumbent. She's qualified to make a re-election run, and she has drawn opposition from Sidney Waters. Mama Sid, former Clark County School Board member, restaurateur. Mama Sid's on the east side on Barnett Shoals. Somewhere in the pecking order, Mama Sid's is one of, if not the oldest, continually operated restaurants in Athens. Where are y'all on that batting order?
We are the oldest family-owned local pizzeria in Athens.
Okay, yeah, and it's that word local that matters. Probably a McDonald's someplace been around longer. But Mama Sid's, opened when?
February 5th of 1983.
Oh, my. So the happy anniversary just a couple
that's
of months
right.
ago.
That's 41 years.
All right. And so known as Mama Sid, that's the name on the restaurant. You were telling the story, and you've told it over the years, I'm sure, how you came to be known as Mama Sid. And you wanted Mama Sid to be on the ballot. You approached the Board of Elections about and putting me on the ballot as, I don't know, Sidney Mama Sid Waters. And the Elections Board, 3-2 the vote, the Elections Board, no nicknames on the ballot. And Carol Myers, the incumbent, I'm told, was there to lobby the Board of Elections to keep you from doing that. What happened?
Well, I went to ask about putting my name, my nickname, on the ballot. A lot of people on my committee didn't even know who Sidney Waters were. They all knows me as Mama Sid. And they were concerned that people would not know who Sidney Waters is. And Carol was there, and I respect her position very much. She said, no, it's the name of my store. I appreciate Ms. Fambro for what she said about her name of her store is Mama Sid's Pizza. It's not Mama Sid. But But, the decision was made, and I'm not going to use my nickname on the ballot.
Somebody on a forum last week, is there any recourse here in your answer? And I think it's the right answer. No time. The ballots are out and being printed and being put out soon. The early voting going to start here in just a bit. So it is what it is. You're on the ballot as Sidney Waters.
Yes, I am.
And so, and you've run campaigns before. We mentioned your time on the school board. What, in your mind, might make this one different? What all campaigns alike, all different? Where are you in getting your feet back in the water and running for office locally?
I had several people to call me and ask me to run. I was extremely concerned about what all was going on in the chamber at City Hall. And I just had great encouragement. So all it takes is a little nudge to get me moving.
And I'm seeing signs everywhere I go, including outside of District 8, I should say. I've seen signs all over the place here. You mentioned, as we were going to break earlier, some of the things that just philosophically that kind of set you apart from the incumbent Carol Myers. Priorities. She has hers over here. You have yours over someplace else. And no doubt public safety is among your big concerns and your big priorities,
yes,
no doubt, in the aftermath of the Lake and Riley murder. What should be done in terms of locally? You're not Congress and you can't affect border policy, but what can the Athens-Clarke County Commission do?
I just believe that the commission needs to reset their priorities. Everything happens in what used to be the old city limits. All of our recreation facilities for the youth are within the old city limits. We don't have anything outside to offer kids. Cedar Shoal students, Coyle, Hillsman students, beg to have a place to go after school instead of them being on the streets. They want a place. But we don't have anything within District 8 or the East Side that can address students who want to try to stay out of trouble.
I've been here 26 years. The first day I got here, people were talking about the East Side, and the East Side is lagging behind. The East Side doesn't have this. The East Side doesn't have that. It's a quarter century later, and we're still having these conversations.
Yes, we are, because the East Side is somewhat of a forgotten area. I know someone asked a commissioner one time, a good while back, why doesn't East Side get anything? And the answer was, because West Side has all the money.
Well, the commission allocates the money, the commission distributes the money, and the East Side has representatives on the commission and on the Clarke County School Board, as you well know. Is it a matter of that representation being less than effective?
I think districting has a lot to do with it. I think East Side is pretty much, I don't believe we have the equal representation that the West Side and downtown would have.
What do you want? And this is a big question. What do you want East Side to be? What do you want it to look like? What do you want it to have?
I just want East Side to be safe, to be productive. If you're not progressing and you're sitting still, you're dead in the water. You have to continue to address your citizens. Pay attention to them. Listen to what they want. There are people who live in Green Acres that still are not on city sewerage or water, and they asked to be put on. The decision was made over 50 years ago by the people that own those houses not to go on the sewer when it was laid. And right now, a group of them are being told, well, first off, you have to put up $140,000. For five or six houses to be put on sewer, and then so much more money for to be connected to. And I'm just sort of sitting back going, I don't understand that kind of money. Why would it cost that much? We have whole areas that like the Falling Shoals area. They are the first neighborhood close to the Dobbs Road sewer system. And they cannot be put on sewer. Why? And is it money? If it's money, okay, we tend to take care of addressing things downtown and west side. Pay attention to east side for a little bit.
You mentioned Green Acres, Sydney Waters. That was, I suppose, the headline item or one of them from last night's commission meeting. Again, I don't know how many times this is now, but again, a vote against a developer's proposal. In this case, wanted to put in on a couple dozen townhomes. Where would you have been on that?
I would have said early on that, I mean, when I saw the map of it, I was, this is a fire looking for a place to happen. Only having one exit in and one that same exit out, the people they had to go down to the end to turn around to be able to get out. It was just too massive for the area.
Speaking of fire, the discussion of where to put a new east side fire station. Any thoughts on that?
I don't understand why we want to build new fire stations when our fire department is one of the lowest ranked in the state. I think we need to pay attention to pay. We need to pay attention to insurance that is given, provided, and we need to pay attention to the equipment that they are running.
So you would, even though, I mean, it's going to be moved because we voted to build a new fire station, whether it's in the current location or some other location, it sounds as though it's going to be some other location.
Mm-hmm.
But you would, I suppose, what, rebuild where it is now, or what would you prefer?
I have not looked into why they want to put it on basically on the edge of the county.
Hmm.
I don't see what it serves to bring it, to put it all the way out there where nobody want, where the people there don't want it, instead of rebuilding in a more central location. You know, I have not investigated as to what houses have burned up on the edge of town, on the edge of the county, because the fire truck couldn't get to them in time.
I hesitate to bring up too much of this, and you go as far into this as you'd like. I noticed on your social media you made reference to this, and so you did want people to know about it. And so people now want to know, how's Jim doing? Jim, your husband, in the hospital for a bit. And I gather, is he out of the hospital and home now?
Yes, he is. He had a mild stroke, and he is doing fine. He hopes to be back and functional. He is still working part-time at the age of 81.
Oh, wow.
He is an after-school director with the YWCO at Oconee Elementary.
Mm.
And so he's a man that has to be doing something. Mm-hmm. He cannot sit at home. And so he works from 2 to 6 every day. And he asked them when he left the hospital this past Saturday, can I go back to work in a week? Because he's on spring break this week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And they said, sure. And I'm going, well, if you know, he's still got a gimpy leg and somewhat of a gimpy hand, but where there's a will, there's a way.
You know, I mean, I saw the picture that you put out there. There's Jim in the hospital bed, and he's smiling, and he's holding up a Mama Sid for Commission sign.
Well, so, never let a crisis go to waste.
Okay, and so you're still, I mean, with this, you're still full steam ahead on this commission race. And by the way, I mean, this is, people still don't get this, the way this is done, and I have problems with the way that it is done, but it is what it is. We're going to decide this in, what, 6 weeks, a little more than six
yes.
weeks? May 21st is the election for this seat.
Yeah, and I've never checked into the history of why nonpartisan is elected in May. When I was running on the school board nonpartisan, the vote was still in November. And I think this tends to cut down on the number of voters. We're all quite apathetic as to getting out in May to vote. So
I don't have the perfect answer to your question as to why it is the way it is. It's kind of a default answer. So many of these questions can be answered by saying it's because we're a unified government. You treat cities one way, chartered cities, and you treat counties another way, and sometimes lends itself to these kinds of matters as to why we're having this particular election, these particular elections in May. It is what it is. Very quickly, you're online, Facebook, internet, website, someplace?
Yes. ElectMamaSid.com, ElectMamaSid on Facebook. I am also Sydney Waters for District 8 on Facebook. And when we got started with this, we were all sort of running around, you know, like chickens with their heads cut off. But we're sort of getting it together.
Best of luck on the campaign trail. Our best
Thank
to
you,
Jim,
Tim.
As well.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.